That was a very good rendition of my alma mater. I love that song.
I really like that song, the original itself, but we currently have this whole AI thing happening.
Oh, and this is a parody really king right here.
Crazy.
I don't like the
internet. I don't like the internet very much.
You don't? Oh, this guy was a true warrior. He raised the real flag as an engineer. Only could, you know, and tried to save the internet. And to have depositories for real workable, because you can't, how do you copyright a math formula? I mean, it's like we're all using the same number. We're all doing it in sequentials. And here we are, fighting over. And it's Babylon.
Well, we've lost, the authors have lost any. Authors and artists have lost all right of recompense.
No. We are only subdued, darling. It always comes back to the same. They can't kill us. It cannot die.
They cannot kill us.
I am walking proof of this. You know, they want to squelch and they want to impress, but they're incredibly uncreative. They can be jealous and they can interfere and be nefarious, but they can't actually change things unless you stop. You stop. That's the thing about the devil. It's a buy-in. It's contract 101. You have to buy in. And that's what was interesting was to watch guys like you especially, who were in the high-tech industry and innovators of it. And then it became this money, this monster, to where terms like MTBF began to exist. Meantime between failure. I've been writing recently myself, and I have a little thing I like to call oppression happening in Santa Cruz, and we're one of the first. Oh, Santa Cruz is a Farsi every day and night. The city council will be a meeting, but the public will not be invited. How long shall they score our laws into ordinances illegally approved? Yes, they'll build their skyscrapers and take out the restrooms, but we still hold the gold. Boys amid the perverted folk, the children and the elders all suffer, and your permits might get a poke. They might land grab or steal your estates, but they cannot steal your minds. Take the UCSC followers still up there. Won't you help to sing redemption songs? 'Cause all that is ever needed is to keep Santa Cruz weird. Keep Santa Cruz weird. Keep Santa Cruz weird. That was off the cuff. UCSC kids are still, like, actually getting into things with police. Something with that, maybe. But you could bend in the box it. Back in the day, I remember a little applet called Bend in the Box.
Yeah.
This was before cyber sex and all these other honky dory.
I think they had cyber sex back then. They didn't have it three dimensions.
Right. They didn't have it. Yeah, that's right. It wasn't connected to your local intersection where you cross. Now you got, there's so much evil things that can be done now. There's just the things are. I got a question for you. Open source software, who the fuck designed that shit?
Well, there was no design, there was no master plan.
That was really bad.
I think that we should probably have had a master plan by now.
Who does that?
Who does master planning?
Who creates? Do you remember the guy I met at Lupin who was best friends with the DJ, not Anastasia, but it was like a Greek name. She was really fucking hot. This chick, she DJ'd there a lot. And when she did, there was quite a party that came. She was one of maybe Dylan's friends. So anyway, she would do these great shows up at Lupin, and she brought this nerdy guy with her. And this nerdy guy happens to be the leading genetic engineer and the creator and basically producer of this newfangled technology and making it where in a person's lifetime they could go from being Joe Schmo, Dorcas Among Us to hotshot baby, you know, you're fucking perfect and you don't feel shit about whatever it is we want you to have the agenda to do. You know, it could be super spy, James Bond, whatever. And the changes would occur in your lifetime, which is amazing, which would mean that not only is it true that our bodies regenerate, you know, over 8 years or whatever, but that not only can they exponentially expedite that, but they can fucking change that and warp it to where your drug-addled hallucination is actually a reality, and things like psychological precepts like human vision or thoughts are truly farts in the wind, and just as, you know, holographic as this transmutation that is occurring, and our brains can hardly grasp what we're understanding and hearing, and our children are responding to this with this incredible insurgence of repressed sexual identity manifestations resulting in kitty litter boxes in our public schools. And there's nothing in this world that is not political anymore. Everything's political. And it's all a show. Our elders, who are artists, were the only ones who got it right. And it's the only time tells the truth. And this is proof of that. Grateful Dead. Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, they were speaking to this so long ago. It's scripture now. Scripture. This is the doctrine of the rock and roll era. This is our Bible, folks. This is what we're talking about, and it's just as valid, and it's just as important, it's just as well written, it's just as proliferate as the Bible, the Quran, the Bhagavad Gita, you know, the Arinda books, which were written by Vikings, the lost texts, the lost scrolls.
I don't want to fucking be preaching.
Yeah, let's have time to go.
I'm
yeah. Freezing, yeah. Okay. I just want to say, I'm so glad to be a part of it, and I'm glad to be a spiritual advisor, and I'm glad to be present.
Nice meeting you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for dropping
in. I'm stoned or something. All right. It's been a long time, right?